This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hold it, and there comes the leg drop.
You can't tell this.
One, two, oh my God.
I can't believe it. Kicked out of his leg.
Nobody gets
Hogan
up from that.
Hogan can't believe it. And Fuji's knocked off the apron. Yokozuna kicked out of Hogan's leg drop.
I can't believe it. Never before has anybody done that.
Hogan, the photographer, they gotta get that photographer down. He shouldn't be up on the apron. That's a dangerous place to be.
Well, these pictures are so good.
Oh my God.
What was that?
His camera exploded.
What?
Right in Hogan's face. His camera exploded in Hogan's face. Yokozuna drops a leg on Hogan. Yokozuna.
One,
leg hook.
Two.
Yokozuna.
Hey, we got a new champion. We got a new champion. What the hell happened? His camera exploded.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Howard Finkel for the official decision.
The winner of this bout and new World Wrestling Federation champion, Yokozuna.
Place to Be Nation, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to this special presentation on the Place to Be Nation Podcast Network. I am your host, Scott Criscolo. For those that have not heard anything else, and this is your first delving into our podcast network, welcome, and welcome to PlaceToBeNation.com. You can hear me on the Place to Be Podcast, Place to Be Nation's main event, Extra Point, everything else, reaction shows, Parv and I, Jerry Lewis-esque telethon of podcasts. Anyway, I'm all over the place. And tonight, we are going to do a special presentation of something that we used to do. My PIC and I, Mr. Justin Rosero, and I used to do on the Place to Be Podcast. But due to schedules and such, we had to break it off into its own crazy beast. Now, for those who have the WWE Network, we're assuming you do, based on the fact that you're listening to our show, we have a little fun with the network. We take advantage of it as best we can. And what we do is we have picked specific types of shows on the network in WWE history, and we kind of do like Mystery Science Theater 3000, where we kind of do our own commentary and have some fun with it. When we were on the Place to Be Podcast, we used to do three different kinds. We used to do Raw, we did Nitros, and we did either SmackDowns or Saturday Night's Main Events. Well, tonight, a special presentation of the Place to Be Nation Network, we're going to go back into the Raw replays, and we're going to give you special commentary on two Raws from the late spring, early summer of 1993, the premier year of Monday Night Raw. But let me bring in my four very good friends that are going to join me. My first guest, he is the conscience of Place to Be Nation's main event, and I always look forward to having him on. And as the clock ticks closer to SummerSlam, it's going to be awesome to be able to actually hang out with him for the first time ever. Mr. Steve Willey.
Place to Be Nacion. Welcome to episode 378 of the Place to Be Podcast.
You do a great me. Steve, always a pleasure.
I am incredibly excited that we're starting this back up. It's probably my favorite thing that we do together as a group. No prep work. We just sit back, joke around, watch some wrestling. It's like old times.
It is. It's been a long time since we've done it. So it is an honor tonight and a pleasure. Also joining me, the guy that I seem to be with all the time on shows, and he's also one of my favorite people, and I mentioned on Main Event last week that this is the time of the year that I get sad that he doesn't live close anymore, but from North Kakalaki, Mr. Jason Greenhouse. What's up, Greeny?
Hey, what's up, man? I am truly going to live the gimmick tonight. I'm going to party like it's 1993. I got my Rick Smith's throwback jersey on. I got a bottle of Crystal Pepsi. I'm about to open. Let's do this thing.
It's the best.
Yes.
There's rumors of Crystal Pepsi's coming back.
It should have come back 20 years ago.
Read about it on Place to Be Nation's Wednesday Walk Around the Web by our dear friend Glenn Butler.
That's right. I always wondered how Crystal Pepsi had that great taste without the corn syrup or whatever the hell it was. Very interesting. Greeny, pleasure. Also joining us, you're never going to see him on Skype because he's now a completely new identity, Mr. Jervis Cottonbelly.
Is that me?
Well, Jervis Cottonbelly doesn't talk either. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jordan Duncan.
Hey, I'm also going to party like it's 1993, or at least that's what I thought I was going to do earlier today. Hung out in the high school parking lot a little too long, got arrested, so... Coming to you live from not the vintage vault, an actual vault.
From Central Booking in downtown Detroit.
That's right. with a roll of cigarettes in my sleeve. JD, always a pleasure. And finally, another one of my favorite people. You can hear his dulcet tones on the Sports Lounge. Mr. Roger Morissette. What's up, Cowboy?
What's happening, guys? The Sports Lounge on a little hiatus, but... Everybody tune in on Sunday because
that's right.
We have a little thing we're doing.
We have Scott,
Tom Brady.
We have our own pay per view on Sunday.
Yeah,
is it on hiatus because Cowboy Senior sitting Shiva for Tom Brady?
No, the last episode was the Cowboy Senior verbal filleting of Tom Brady. I haven't been able to think of anything that could top that, but we're going to do that on Sunday. We're going to do that on Sunday, Extra Point versus Sports Lounge.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be better than anything you're going to see on this Raw tonight, I'll tell you that.
I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, Cowboy.
Absolutely. In all honesty, I'm very happy to be here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. All right, so for those that have listened before, what we do is we all hit play at the same time, and we let the Raw go with the volume off. Mr. Steve Willey, as always, is our volume. He is our technician. He'll let us know what's going on in promos and stuff. If you guys want, listeners, click the closed captioning if you want to read the words. And we also grade the show, and we have three categories that we will vote on. Most 90s, which means fashion. Anybody's got ugly sweaters. You know, rockin' cool early 90s sports gear, things like that. Best match, of course. And the Steve Willey special, the Wisconsin only, best mullet.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to have a blast with that. So our first episode tonight, gentlemen, is from June 14th, 1993, which means the night after the 1993 King of the Ring. Cowboy, did you watch King of the Ring?
Yes, sir, I did. I was going to join a podcast about it, too, and then my power went out 2 minutes before the podcast started. So we can talk about it here.
Yeah, any thoughts on that show? What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I like the Owen Hart and Owen Hart and the 1-2-3 Kid. They fought each other, right? That was a great match.
That's 1994.
No, that was 1994.
Nope, then I guess I watched the wrong one.
It happens.
I feel
this debate Sunday is going to be so great.
I'm way better at sports than I am.
you're the best, Cowboy. Greeny, you remember that pay-per-view. Any general thoughts?
For the first King of the Ring pay-per-view, it was really good. There was no internet or anything back then, but we can all see that Hogan was kind of being pushed to the side anyway, and I was a big Yoko fan since he had debuted, so it's nice that he finally got the belt and kept it.
Exactly.
I did watch this one. I watched it right after we did this was the one with the camera flash, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I thought you watched it, Cowboy, because I thought we talked about the camera flash. That's right. Yeah,
it was a while ago, but
about 2 years ago at this point.
I know, yes. It's like 2004.
As I remember, I enjoyed it. So
yes. JD, any thoughts on that pay-per-view?
I love the concept. And I honestly wish it was still around. I think everyone is a sucker for tournaments. And, you know, mm-hmm. every kid mm-hmm. growing up that had their wrestling toys did a little tournament. So it fed right into, you know, what we always like to do with our own wrestlers. So
right.
I thought it was a really cool concept.
Willie, any quick thoughts?
Really enjoyed Bam Bam Bigelow in it.
Me too.
He was mm-hmm. he was always one of my favorites. He had a great match with Brett in the finals. That was, you know, a little bit of a tease in there too, with thinking that he would win for a second. It was Brett's night to shine. You know, Yoko won the title, but it was Brett's night to shine.
Yeah. So for those, just to recap, Bret Hart did win the King of the Ring tournament, and then a big feud started at the end of the show. With one Jerry the King Lawler, of course, over the King title, and Bret got jumped at the end. And Yokozuna is your new World Wrestling Federation champion as he defeated the Orange Goblin himself, Hulk Hogan, who we will not see on WWF TV again for a very, well, live for a very long time. So let's go to the next night. Are we ready? Everybody have your cursors or your button on your Fire TV or Roku or what you have. In 3, 2, 1. All right. And we open with a graphic from the night before. August 12th, you can get this tape. Jesus Christ. 2 months? God, how long does it take to lay down a pay-per-view on a tape? It's 12th. Wow. And as you can see, Hogan writhing around and Yokozuna is once again your World Wrestling Federation champion. And there he is.
Not only would it take 2 months, it was really hard to find tapes a lot back in the day, too. You go to your video store and you just kind of hope they had something.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I remember I got it on eBay years later. I could ask you, Willie, what Fuji's saying, but you probably can't hear it anyway or understand
no,
it.
No, the closed captioning person just walked out.
So Yoko pumping himself up. Mean Gene talking, and of course, for those little kickback, Yoko, of course, won the title at WrestleMania 9 from Bret the Hitman Hart, and then that debacle at the end with Hogan, you know, getting the impromptu title match, etc. And
Yellow Belly.
Yeah, come on, yeah, Yellow Belly.
That was the best. almost as good as that earring. I like the earring on Fuji.
we still think that's funny. Here's the guy who's probably in his 50s.
Yeah,
he's sitting here rocking the ring.
He's also the only manager left, so he's got to look sharp.
I think I had earrings in 1993.
Yeah, but you weren't 58.
I had a robe like Yokozuna. I was very eclectic.
You also had the hair like that, too. Whatever happened to that? There is our Swank Raw Open. We see Razor's graphics, still a heel. He lost the opener to Bret in the tournament. Bret Hart, of course, winning 3 matches against Razor Ramon, Mr. Perfect, and Bam Bam Bigelow, all minimum 3 stars. And there we are, and we are in. I wonder if we're back in the Manhattan Center. Let's take a look. Are we in Poughkeepsie, Greeny? No, that's Manhattan Center. You can tell by that.
Yeah, we'll be in Poughkeepsie later on tonight.
Oh, okay. Yep, we're in.
That's the Manhattan Center.
Yep, Manhattan Center. We're back. And speak of the devil, one of the 3 guys that Bret Hart beat in the tournament. There is Mr. Perfect.
A lot of Burger King hats there. You see him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
Oh, that story.
Oh, our guy. The return of L.A. Gore.
Yes. L.A. Gore. There he is.
All right, stop the tape right now. We got best 90s everything with him.
Pretty much. I think he covers everything there. L.A. Gore, let's see. Let me go back through my notebook here. When was the last time L.A. Gore won one of our awards? Let's see. He won Best Mullet on April 19th.
Looking for Best Magnum T.A. Mustache impersonation
yes.
tonight.
Oh, guess who's there, guys? Our Bob Backlund friend is there. Do you think he's got multiple of those T-shirts, or do you think he just washes that one every week?
I don't think he washes it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a solid chance he doesn't wash it.
Yes. He puts on like a mannequin. That's it.
A quick summary of the Yokozuna interview. They did announce that they were going to be celebrating on July 4th. They were going to meet at a historical United States landmark. And there was a part in the closed captioning where it said inaudible.
Inaudible.
It was when Fuji was talking.
Oh, God. That's tremendous. L.A. Gore, you know, there's a guy who's a jobber and he actually has his initials on his boots. Pretty good getting his own personal gimmick over.
Mm-hmm.
He actually looks like Jimmy Del Rey on roids, which is probably why he's got the awesome mustache. So, Perfect looking awesome. I mean, that Cowboy, what were your thoughts, if you remember, on that Perfect Bret match? Pretty awesome, right?
Oh, fantastic. Great match. Best match on the card. I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
Did anyone else notice the creepy Hulk Hogan mask in the front row? There's a guy in a red shirt and he's wearing a Hulk Hogan. It's like a Halloween mask. He took it off, but at the if you're watching back, rewind a couple minutes and check out the beginning of the match. It's terrifying.
I want to see Vladimir clothesline that asshole that's doing the hand waving and boom. Boy, that guy looked like LaRue there on the left with the Burger King crown. Next time they take a shot there, kind of look like him.
Let's take a look at this guy.
Wow, L.A. Gore getting some offense in. Mm-hmm. Well done, Perfect. Put over the jobber for a few minutes. See, where is he? Oh, he sat down. Oh, that must be Vladimir's pal, because he's whispering in his ear, sweet nothings. Vladimir, what is he rocking there, Greeny? Piper?
If Danny Davis gets out of the way, I can
tell. Yeah, or Morello, one of those humps. Who is it? Is it Joe? Who's our referee?
I think it's Davis.
Yeah, I think
Danny Davis.
Yeah, it's Danny Davis. I think he has Piper on, Vladimir.
Yeah.
Jesus, Danny, move your ass. I think it's Piper.
Classic perfect neck snap.
Yes.
One of my favorite moves. I'm sorry if you said this before. I heard you say someone on steroids, but he does look a little bit L.A. Gore like DDP.
Yeah.
He does look like I said Jimmy Del Rey, but DDP is definitely.
Oh, that's good. That's too.
But DDP is also an excellent comparison. Wow, there are a lot of Burger King crowns. You think they were passing them out? They had to have.
I think L.A. Gore was working the late shift over.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, guys. I had to sell my 50th whaler so before I get. There we go. You put your head down, L.A. Gore, and there is the perfect plex. One, two, three. Good little TV match there for perfect.
Back in the winning column.
That's right. After a hard look. Yeah, they had to pat. I mean, could everybody have brought in Burger King crowns?
No.
Like that many?
No.
There's like 1,000 people with them.
It's got to be Lawler, right? That's why they have him on. Mm.
There's our commentary team. There's Vince, Macho Man, not wearing a Burger King crown, and of course Bobby.
You like the BH, the tracksuit there?
Of course,
oh,
it's awesome.
Great suit.
Yeah, that is awesome. I think it's got Raw on the sleeves. Mm-hmm. Yes, got Raw on the sleeves. They should have sold that. Macho looks kind of out of sorts with his colors. Usually he's got green, but he's got this weird red and yellow, and he looks all like very very schizophrenic. But I like the hat.
If anyone can pull it off, you know.
That is true. He could really wear any colors. And oh, look at that kid in the back. I wonder if that's a – what's that hat? I see
it's a Hornets. It's a Hornets color.
Could be with that color.
Look at that matchup coming up next. Oh, JR be all over this one. Marty Jannetty and awesome Doink with the awesome Afro wig. Only Matt Bourne could have rocked that wig. We come back. Oh, like geeked up Vince. Does that guy have no shirt on?
Yes. It was
no
Justin
shirt.
Bieber in the crowd.
Jeez.
Randy Savage hyped a possible Bret Hart Yokozuna match too forthcoming. Yes. Not tonight, but
oh, okay. Speaking of Bret Hart, here's the guy that he beat first in the tournament the night before in Dayton, and that is, of course, Razor Ramon. Still a bad guy carrying a bag of money, I believe that is, into the ring. We are what, about a month off from when he lost to 1-2-3 Kid.
Yep, sounds about right, Scott.
Yep, May 17th. So, and now he's been looking for revenge. He had a good match with Bret at King of the Ring. Slightly, I don't know if it was better or equal than it was than their title match back in January. But so, Willie, keep us up here. I think this is right. This kind of has to do with.
Yeah, if you remember back the last few weeks after he lost, each time he's come out and asked 1-2-3 Kid for a match. Kids decline, and each week he's upped the dollar amount he's offered him by $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And the bag that he has right now resembles a Bugs Bunny cartoon bag.
Yes.
$10,000 on it.
Does it say Acme on it?
Yes. He's got an anvil hanging above the ring.
The anvil hanging above the ring.
Who? Oh, God. He's hanging around somewhere outside the Manhattan Center. Vince looks like that jacket's just actually too big. And Vince never wore anything that was overly too big, but it looks like an overcoat.
Usually nobody can fill out a tuxedo like Vince can.
Yeah, but that looks like a gorilla. Looks like he borrowed gorillas.
He borrowed gorillas, yeah.
Jesus. Ooh, what hat is that guy's wearing? Looks like it's got sunflowers on it. I don't see any sports teams so far, except JR's beloved Hornets hat I've seen.
Everyone had to take their hats off to put their crowns on.
That's right. Let's see, mid-June 93, we were in the midst of one of the best NBA finals of all time, Chicago Bulls and the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Or the 93 Cup Finals.
That was Montreal and...
Kings Montreal, when Marty McSorley had the blade curve too much or whatever that was.
Coincidentally enough, the last time a Canadian team won the Cup.
That is correct, and that was Montreal's 23rd and last Stanley Cup to date. So what do we got here, Willie? Pimping himself
Razor
out.
Razor offering the $10,000, saying that the stick man can buy himself a life for that much. Vince McMahon can buy himself a personality transplant. It's a pretty good
you got a nice Colorado
program.
Rockies hat.
You got a Rockies and a Hornets pinstripe hat in the front row.
Here we go. Mine hesitated, so I'm probably a few seconds behind. Let's see. There we go. Oh, Rockies were in their first year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So...
was on that team? Walt Weiss and Bichette and those guys weren't there.
Vinny? Was Castilla?
The Cat was on there.
Andres,
Yep.
David Need was the first pick of the
expansion
draft.
And I think he was the opening day starter, David Need. I believe they beat the Mets, so no real shock there.
That's the kind of knowledge you can expect on Sunday, Scott, right off the top of my head.
Oh, man, dying. Oh, man, David
it's
Need.
It's going to be 93 Rockies talk's going to be riveting. Meanwhile, there's baseball fans saying 93 Monday Night Raw talk? That's
Yeah.
So nothing really in that promo to mention besides Razor offering the 10 grand. And now we're seeing stills from King of the Ring,
mm-hmm.
pimping the VHS.
I hear Vince doing his Vince voiceover, screaming like he's announcing participants in the Royal Rumble.
Yes. Ah, cool.
It's a little wild that in 2015 we still get stills. As reviews, like
I know, yeah, mm-hmm. You would think that it's still on the network now. Why would we care about stills? It's
like, right, probably just easier to make, I guess.
Look at this schnook in the front row.
Press box.
A white
cafe.
Shirt on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they do still show Hogan the night after. Well, they kind of have to, I guess. I guess they could face him out fairly easily.
Does Doink have a Crystal Pepsi in his hand? What is that? Oh, it's a regular Pepsi.
Straight Pepsi. What are the chances there's some Captain in there?
I know. What do you do, man? Crystal Pepsi must have sucked for the alcoholics. I mean, you really can't, unless you put vodka in it, you really can't. You really couldn't put anything in Crystal Pepsi because what does that say? Press Box Cafe? What was that, like old school Vistaprint? Oh, see, now Doink had the, now see, Matt Bourne had the awesome afro in the still shot. And then he's got the, like the homeless man Doink. Oh, no, that is Pepsi. Wow, that's like the oldest Pepsi can ever. Sorry, I'm a few seconds behind, clearly, as you could tell. I had
it's the choice of a new generation.
A new generation of clowns as well.
Yes.
Riveting shots of the ring apron.
Can't believe they hadn't come up with like raw aprons at this point.
Still in the infancy, you know?
That is true. Maybe they thought it was still going to fail. Marty Jannetty's struggling to get into the ring.
What's Marty been drinking?
Yeah.
I don't really, yeah. Anytime you see Marty like without anything on his hands or like, you know, none of the it's almost acting like Marty's the heel. It's like very weird. And Doink is the face. Very strange there. Like normally heels don't let faces get in the ring. Not the other way or you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird.
Anyone notice that the apron is like just smeared with old blood?
I know. Yeah, the canvas too.
Yeah,
look at it. It's like ECW. Little kid picking his nose in the front row. That's classy. guy still doesn't have a shirt on. It's so weird. Well, he won't. The Backlund guy won't loan him his shirt, so I don't think anybody else would want to
there's
wear
two
it.
There's
two of them with no shirt on.
The Hogan guy, I think, has no shirt on now, too, that Jordan was talking about. See the mask?
It's off. It's terrifying.
But he's got no shirt on now, too. That really ups the ante.
Which is terrifying. Where's the Hogan? You guys got to point that out to me. I'm still trying to find it. Where's the guy with the Hogan mask? He's in the row with Vladimir? Or
He's literally next to the other guy who had no shirt on. Sitting right next to him now.
They actually sold their shirt so they could afford that Hogan mask.
Yes, they can afford that.
And their free seat in the Manhattan Center.
Yeah.
Are you a Doink guy, Cowboy, as you've been watching these?
Yeah. I like him more now than I did then.
Mm.
Justin's a big big Doink fan. So.
Yes, he is. Yes. Well, we're all big Matt Bourne fans. We would hate Doink in another like 5 months. That's not Doink.
He has a way of forcing his opinions on me. You know, I'm impressionable. What can I say?
It's kind of a bully.
Yeah, you know, I just bought a fucking A-Rod jersey. You know,
Jesus. Oh, good grief. Hopefully, we argue about that on Monday. I guess no one can agree with us on Sunday about A-Rod. But Marty Jannetty getting the upper hand here.
about where I am.
I do have appreciation for Doink watching these over again.
Yeah.
I, you know, watched him as a teenager originally. I was stuck in the gimmick, not enjoying it. And now seeing him as a wrestler, mm-hmm. have that new appreciation for him.
Yeah, likewise.
Especially some of the submission-based stuff that he does.
Wow. Sounds like a Rolling Thunder's going in somewhere. Is that you, Jordan?
No, I think it's good old Will from Texas is joining us.
So tornado watch in Rhode Island yesterday.
Sounds like it's going through now.
Yeah. I saw a thing on Facebook. You know, it's typical where they tell
There's
you.
There's a Hogan guy. Wow,
oh, dear God.
He is fucking weird. Jesus.
I told you.
He looks like a cartoon character.
It looks like Hulk Hogan's face is melting.
I think I'm caught up with you now because you just said close up. And they just showed it, too.
Yeah.
Vince is like, oh, I got to get that guy in shape.
Guy needs to go to a dermatologist.
Yeah, he's got to get off the Ico Pro. Yeesh.
Kind of a back and forth matchup.
Yeah, this actually hasn't been too bad a match.
Yeah, really good match so far.
Yeah, it has been a good match. Those are like Marty Jannetty's like alcoholic tights. Like when he throws on, you could tell that those are like his backup trash tights. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a high cross body and a kick out. For a highly competitive matchup.
Oh, he slammed him right in the hepatitis.
My screen froze, and it really sums up WWF around this time. Doink is laughing, and there's a bunch of empty seats behind him.
Oh, God. Yeah, kind of a sparse crowd, it seems like, at the Manhattan Center. Mm-hmm. Usually not. Greeny, how much were tickets, Greeny, do you think? I'm trying to remember. How much do you think were tickets were? In
For the Poughkeepsie shows, we paid $15, $20.
Yeah, it couldn't have been that. Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
And you're getting two shows normally, so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, half of Doink's face is on Marty Jannetty's arm right now. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say $20. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we used to get two or three tapings and then a pretty solid dark match, like Brett and Luger or something. Mm. Something really good.
There's a guy in the upper right wearing like a business casual shirt, yeah. Like slacks, and a crown. Like, oh, I gotta wear this fucking crown.
I like the guy wearing the yellow and green striped shirt, like yes. A white version of Carlton Banks.
This has been a really good match, actually.
It has. They're talking a bit about the double Doinks that we've seen, you know, on previous Raws and then in King of the Ring. Mm-hmm. But they're really focusing more on Hogan versus Yokozuna in both this match and the previous match. Really trying to put that over. Which is unlike the previous Raws we watched where they really focused on the in-ring stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder at this point, management-wise, if they were, if Hogan was in the plans still or not. I mean, I know he's there through, didn't we look it up? He's there through, like, late July. Didn't he go to Europe? He went on the European tour, right?
Yeah.
In, like, it was, late July?
Yeah, it was him and Beefcake against the Beverleys, I think, throughout the European tour.
Flying sphincter bomb off the top rope.
Mm-hmm. Flying teabag.
It's a tough, tough move right there.
Vince did say he think we would be seeing Hulk Hogan sooner than later, as Heenan said he's done.
I think Bobby's right there. So.
Yep.
Yes.
Most definitely. This has been a highly competitive matchup. I wonder how long Marty. What does Marty stick around till like October?
He's at Survivor Series. Yeah.
Oh, he's and actually then, and he wins the title in so he's here for a while. Okay.
Yeah, and then he's in the Rumble.
Yeah.
In 94.
Yeah.
This has been a tour de force of those submissions from Doink that you like, Steve.
Yeah, that hanging little neck breaker there and had like a neck vice on him and then gave him a neck breaker. It was fun.
One after the other. He's like Hoist Gracie, stringing them together.
And I'll squirt you with a can of Pepsi, too.
Wow, this has been a dogfight.
Mm-hmm. Doink's really kicked his ass for most of the match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Jannetty's gritty. He can take it. The guy in the front row with the hat on kind of looks like Joe Dirt that's making a mullet case.
Yes. The guy with the Panama hat, that guy there. Oh, no, that guy's bald. I know.
He's got a black hat on, glasses. Kind of look like it's a cross between Joe Dirt and Jeffrey Dahmer.
By the lady with the red hair.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
Yep.
This is right around Jeffrey Dahmer time, too.
That's good.
Maybe it is
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Maybe it's both.
Really?
Jeffrey Dahmer's house was... Jeffrey Dahmer's house was 3 blocks from Steve Willey. So.
Yes, that is true. That is actually true. I told that story. I legitimately lived a few blocks away from my college dorm was right by Jeffrey Dahmer's house.
Oh, that's awesome.
They bulldozed it and turned it into a park.
So that's where your biology lab was.
Yes.
Right in the basement. No, I don't want that jar of whatever those are. Are those what I think they... Goodbye. Wow, this match going much longer than I thought it would.
The Dahmer guy's like not doing anything, no reactions to anything either, just like you'd picture
Dahmer.
Well,
he's a sociopath.
Yeah, he's hoping Marty Jannetty's eyeballs will be in the peanut butter jar by the end of the night.
Calculating how long it would take to skin one of these men.
I want to wear Marty Jannetty. Doink skin's coming off Marty Jannetty. I just want to wear Marty Jannetty. Wow, this has been a fucking war.
Yeah, we're going on about 10 minutes.
I think JR would be all over this match.
Should. Huh? Yeah, this is really good.
I don't remember this match being this good. Good post pay-per-view Raw battle. So look at this. Wow. Look at that flop over onto the floor.
That's at least a second one.
That's at least a second one of maneuver from Vince this match.
Wow. Doink must have wore the cheap makeup because I've never seen that much makeup fall off his face his opponent. So he must have had the cheap stuff today. Super kick! That wig looks terrible. But that was a good kick, though.
Right in the throat.
Hurt can run on the floor.
Ooh, wow. And I hear the bell.
And so we got a double count out, which is kind of a weak ending for...
Yeah.
Marty Jannetty now has makeup meat tits. Looks like he's got like a fucking makeup bikini. Wow, look at this. Well, these two are going at it after the bell.
I don't know. This is going to be hard to beat this episode. This might be the match of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's without question, Greeny. This might be the second best match we've ever seen on Raw to this point. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I tell you guys, this is like top three for us.
Yeah, this is up there with Sean and Marty and Kurt and Flair.
Kurt and Flair. Yeah. I don't remember this one. Doink was such a great worker. I almost feel like that is gimmick. I mean, early on in 93, I always thought the gimmick kind of overshadowed his abilities. And then by the middle of the year, they just kind of let him wrestle, finally, you know? I felt like Matt Bourne got look at this. They're, they're going at it.
This is I love it
because
Marty's historical legacy has kind of been like the weak half of a tag team is the Marty Jannetty. But Marty Jannetty was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was.
What's great about Doink, too, is that by the time the end of the match comes about and his makeup is all smeared all over the place, he actually looks like an evil clown.
Yes.
What's that dude with the sunglasses behind Macho? Looks like he's going to jump him.
Yeah.
Look at that matchup right there. That's for you, Cowboy. El Matador and Bob Backlund against the Head Shrinkers.
Saturday on Mania. Yeah.
On Mania.
Man, if that's on the network, I'm getting out of here right now and watching it.
What I liked at the end there, too, is it was a reversal of the beginning of the match where you had Doink in the ring and Marty trying to get in. At the end, Jannetty was goading Doink back in, and Doink was not coming back in the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Almost like the reverse of, yeah. What's Vince pimping there, Willie?
They were talking about Mania, and then 123 Kid's going to be on the phone here during this upcoming match here.
Might have the hottest ring girl.
Mm.
The
jobber guy totally was checking her out. Like,
oh, yeah, he was eyeballing her big time. And we have the same still shot of earlier. Keep pimping the... But seriously, though, it's June 14th, and they're not going to get the tape ready till August 12th? Jesus.
It's a better turnaround than Dragon Gate USA. yeah, they're pimping the replay of the pay-per-view the following week.
That's right. That following Tuesday. Yep. Was it a discount to buy the replay? I don't think it was it?
No, I think it was still a regular price.
No, I think I always ask that.
To this day, they do that in all sports.
Willie, she's like a Wisconsin, 22?
Yeah.
22 and a North Carolina 87.
Yeah, about an 87 or 88.
88. There's the Rocket Owen Hart.
All right.
Wow, this is like work rate central for this episode of Raw, huh? I'm looking forward to seeing who his opponent is.
That check.
Oh, it's the guy who's checking the guy's ass. Checking the girl's ass.
Oh, the hump in the white.
She looks like Bjork. She's going to beat the shit out of Owen Hart now. All right, who's the
jobber? Dan Dubiel.
Dan Dubiel.
D-U-B-I-E-L. That's a name
she's,
I have
she's
never
a
heard
lot
of
better looking than fucking Bjork.
Oh, no, I know. Her face kind of looks a little like Bjork. She definitely looks better than Bjork. I agree. Bjork is like a North Carolina 39, so which means she's a Wisconsin 6, which really doesn't say much. Look like kind of a like a poor man Shane Douglas. That's a terrible singlet, by the way, too.
Owen
oh, no,
is
it's not
looking
a singlet. It's actually a two-piece. The weirdest looking two-piece.
Owen is looking kind of beefy here. Maybe it's just the kid in play trunks. Huge.
Well, does he have a rat tail? On? Is this guy in the white have a rat tail, or is that like a little ponytail?
No, it's a, I think
it's
it is
a little ponytail.
No, it is a ponytail.
Oh, okay.
Which is even worse.
Well, you know what it is, Willie? When you're standing next to Jim Neidhart in those tights, when you're alone, you do end up looking a little beefy because you're not when you're standing next to him. So
right.
Joey Morella, our referee. Where's the Hogan guy? I'm going to keep tabs on him.
Crowd is going ballistic for Owen.
Good.
Fantastic. Yeah, like a huge Owen chant.
Nice. Where's the Hogan guy? I think he's sitting down. We haven't seen most 90s yet. Would we say? I can't say the Hogan guy.
Owen's jacket
Dahmer?
Is out
Owen's
there.
Jacket
you, don't get
was,
more,
yeah.
You don't get more 90s than Dahmer. Come on.
Jeffrey Dahmer. That is too. Steve Willie's dorm is most 90s.
Yeah. Oh, 1-2-3 kid from Japan.
What's he saying, Willie?
He's like, I'm in Osaka right now. Are we on TV? Are we live?
Are we live? Oh, I better put the drinks down.
Yeah, Vince, I'm about to make this porno over here, this really hot chick.
I'm in this room with Bjork and somebody who's actually makes me look big.
Doesn't Dan Dubiel just look like he would be in the Cobra Kai dojo?
Like, yes! Oh my God! You're right. I could see him yelling. I could see him yelling. Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
No sensei.
No sensei. Shut up, Dubiel. Sweep the leg, Dubiel. I thought Owen was going to grab him by the ponytail. That would be pretty awesome. This guy's terrible. He's making Owen look so bad. He does look a little beefy, Willie. I agree. Must have one of Stu's big meals with his 15 ovens in the Stew house in the heart.
He didn't have to train too hard to beat this guy. You
but
know.
That is true. And when you're hanging out with, again, you're hanging out with Jim Neidhart, cardio is usually not on the daily regimen. So
I can hear Kid's voice in the background. Sounds like he smoked a carton of Newports before this phone call.
Oh, God. Sitting here smoking a blunt with Stan Hansen at the steak. What is it? What was that? What's the name of that steakhouse? I always forget. Ribeiro's, yeah. I've gone on eBay a few times to try and find if anybody's put those satin jackets on eBay. In case you
well, here's some disturbing news in my personal life here. So Dahmer lived in Ohio and then moved to West Allis, Wisconsin, which is where my wife grew up.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. And
wow.
One of the murders happened at the Ambassador Hotel, which was 3 blocks away from where I lived, my dorm. It was 7 years prior to that. And then his apartment was approximately 7 blocks away.
Yikes.
You guys are practically brothers, Steve.
Yeah, and he murdered Ernest Miller to make it a wrestling
what?
Connection.
The cat?
Ooh.
Yeah.
He looked at him and said, you know what? No one's calling you mama.
No one's calling you mama.
Nice, really nice missile dropkick.
Nice rocket. Missile dropkick.
Yeah. Steve's wife was actually called as a character witness for Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. And there we go.
Nice
Owen
bridge.
Hart with as good a win as he could possibly get. Well, he does look a little chunky. I agree.
This crowd's loving him. The Giants t-shirt in the background, or is that a sweatshirt? That's probably a t-shirt. It's June, so.
Yeah. Oh, those are a little tight in the midriff there. Poor Owen.
He's been drinking Pepsi with Doink.
He is, yes. Crystal. Because there's only one Pepsi. Look at that match coming up on All-American. Wow, Cowboy, your weekend's all set.
I don't like Bastion Booger.
The Matt Rotella special right there. Matt Rotella wanted to be wrapped up in duct tape. Him and Dahmer.
Is it him and the other one, Friar Ferguson, that's been on here. I don't like him either.
You do?
They're the same guy, aren't they?
Don't spoil it.
I just want to make sure I wasn't getting ribbed there. Notice I kept quiet till somebody else.
No, I'm sorry.
How do you feel about Norman the Lunatic?
maybe that's my feelings that way. Are they really the same guy? Because I swear, wasn't Ferguson guy on these Raws?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he just changed.
Yep.
And they changed him to Booger.
Oh. Is Macho drinking a little Crystal Pepsi?
Well, that guy sucks.
I can't wait until the preview for this episode goes up on iTunes and it says, "The Crew Talks Crystal Pepsi, Jeffrey Dahmer."
Jeffrey Dahmer and Steve Lilly's wife.
And Beefy Owen Hart.
Beefy Owen Hart and Naked Guy in Hulk Hogan mask.
Heading back to Superstars. This is interesting.
Oh, what is this? From the weekend, I guess? Oh, yeah, this past weekend. What do we...
Ooh, look at this building.
Wow, I don't remember that cool background. Oh, it's Taker.
Labatt Blue banner in the background.
Here we go. Love Labatts. I was a big Labatt drinker in the mid.
I was an Ice House man.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Cheap. Mm. The cheap stuff, Steve. I'm with you.
Yeah,
30 of them for $11. And yeah,
I was going to say 89 cents for a 40 ounce.
Yeah, it had a little more alcohol than your regular Miller products.
I was.
Greeny, were you ever the private stock 40s?
I like the old English.
I love you, Cowboy. The Green Lightning.
Oh, man. I used to get the weekend started with a couple of those. And
and then you didn't remember the rest of it.
Pretty much. Yep.
Is Taker fighting our man PJ Walker?
Yeah, that's PJ.
Yes, he is.
Is that PJ? There we go.
That could be most 90s, that fucking guy with the sign.
Yes. And the Undertaker hat.
Wearing every piece of merch like Willie Nelson at Mania 7.
Yes.
Taker fan. I'm gonna write that down. Okay. Ugh, that is the ugliest looking hat. That kid's so bad. That other hat looked like a sports team. I couldn't tell who though. Really, this is the best we could do? Let's fill the hour with a Taker Superstars match.
Was this a live? Raw? Because how'd you like to be sitting through this? No video screens.
I'm guessing it was on tape because you saw some empty seats. Some people probably filed out.
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing, though. Willie, Vince and them, they're talking about Mania, though, right?
King of the Ring. Yeah, they're talking about King of the Ring.
I'm sorry, King of the Ring?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Trying to think if... But I don't know if they were during the live shots of them. They were... Maybe it was just over the voiceover.
Mm. Lex Luger's shorts might be up there for most 90s. Those are something.
Well, this is a real treat.
Yeah. Taker and PJ Walker with a very bland Superstars crowd.
Who's on commentary? Is this Vincent Lawler?
What do we know? It is actually Vince Heenan and Macho.
Oh, so
okay.
They're doing voiceover work. So this definitely has got to be a taped one.
I'd like to get a look at the ring announcer from this match because it looked like Nick Patrick, but I only saw him for a half second. But Nick Patrick would have had to be in WCW by this time, right?
What's the guy's name? He's the guy who did WrestleMania 10, Bill Dunn, I think his name is.
Oh, that guy, yeah. Oh, okay.
I only saw him for like a second or two, and I'm like, wow, that looks like, wow, that Undertaker fan's right in the front row.
I'm going to go to our good friend Graham Cawthon on thehistoryofwwe.com, and I want to take a look and see what where they tape this sucker, how far back it goes.
Or if they just wanted a bigger crowd on TV. Because that Raw crowd's so small looking and so many empty seats.
Let's see. Wrestling Challenge taping. So this Raw is... Well, yeah, this Raw is from... they taped this the week before.
Okay.
They taped this Raw. Hmm. So...
It
mentions nothing about this match... Because on this night, on June 14th, they were at the convention center in Columbus for a challenge, Mania, and a couple of challenges. Actually, they were doing challenge tapings through July on this night. So this Raw is definitely taped. because they are doing a TV taping from the convention center in Columbus, Ohio. Bret Hart did not appear due to suffering an ankle injury two nights earlier at Madison Square Garden. So, wait a minute. So, Bret wrestled the King of the Ring three matches on a bad ankle? Wow. Only Bret, though. According to this, Bret pinned... Yeah, this guy's...
Why is Mr. Hughes beating the shit out of poor Paul Bearer?
Well, we all know what happened.
It's not accurate. Do we? Giant Gonzalez coming
out. I guess we really don't know.
Harvey and his awesome stable here.
Oh, that's right. He manages both guys. All right. Right? Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this was an unlikely tag team, Hughes and the Giant Gonzalez.
You see, now this stable needed Best and Booger.
And Friar Ferguson at the same time.
So I was looking it up, 1993, Marissa Tomei won Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. Then Al Pacino beat out, in Son of a Woman, beat out Denzel Washington and Malcolm X. That's a little rough, right? You're blind. He played a blind guy.
Yes. And now the following year, 94, wasn't Denzel up for Best Supporting Actor for Philadelphia? Because 94 was when...
Hanks won for Best Actor.
Hanks won
right.
for Best Actor. And then the following year, Hanks won Best Actor for Forrest Gump. And then the following year, he was up for... he could have won an unprecedented three in a row. He did not win for Apollo 13. And that's not because that movie was bad, but... the ensemble just kind of, he kind of blended in that movie instead of really standing out. So getting back to Bret for a minute, while we're watching Mr. Hughes here.
While Taker gets the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, while Taker gets, that's an awesome suit that that Downtown Bruno's got on. So Bret injures his ankle at the Garden the night before King of the Ring in a 32-minute match with Bob Backlund. Then wrestles three guys at King of the Ring in Dayton. Then the next night, he did not appear because of the ankle injury. So he hurts his ankle Saturday night at the Garden in a 32-minute match with Bob Backlund. And then he wrestles three times for a grand total of like 47 minutes in Dayton. That's just crazy.
Love to see that match with him and Backlund.
Did you know, according to the history of WWE.com, that pinfall win by Bret Hart is Bob Backlund's first pinfall loss ever at Madison Square Garden.
Holy cow.
According to Graham Cawthon. It was 1993, and he started wrestling at the Garden in, what, 75?
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. So kudos to Bret. Holy cow.
Ooh,
that's
baller.
Another Bjork lookalike there.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Must be the same one with a different... Yeah, I think she's the same one with a different dress on.
Or they could be twins, Scott.
Who's
let's
this?
Let's go with that.
Okay, let's
twins.
Go with that.
Mark Thomas.
Is this kind of cool, though, even since this was taped before King of the Ring, that Lawler's actually wearing pink?
I was going to say, is he mocking Bret?
Bret, that's actually kind of cool.
That is.
Good post, you know, like TV taping continuity. They had to pass those crowns out.
Is that the Fly Girls from A Living Color?
Wow, that guy looks like Mabel. Yeah. Who's this jobber? Mark Thomas. Man, he is roided. Wow.
Savage is referencing the fact that he's wearing pink and black as well.
Yeah, they must have had Burger King must have done a promotion. Vladimir looks so goofy with that on.
It was like barely on the tip of his head.
Yeah. You know, Vladimir, you can't adjust it. I gotta say, guys,
that was pretty creepy, Scott. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
What? Oh, Bastion Booger has one too.
Yeah, we all do.
We all do. Is that guy got blue? Oh no, it's just a hat. What's Will? What's going on here, Willie? What's he saying?
Heenan is leaving because of the Burger King chant. He's leaving out of protest.
Ah.
Lawler says if they continue, he's going to shove his fist down people's throats, that they all should be kissing his ass. Oh my gosh, he's tearing up the Burger King crown. Or as Vince McMahon just said, the Burger Queen crown.
Dahmer's up.
Uh-oh.
He's taking pictures with a camera from 1985. It's the highlight reel for him.
Dahmer's up.
Oh, Dahmer's up. It's going to be great when people do searches for Jeffrey Dahmer. This episode's going to go up. It's going to be 75 pictures of dead bodies in this episode.
And Steve Willey's high school yearbook picture.
A picture of his wife's house.
Good Lord. Yeah, I went to the Wikipedia page for a second. And there's way too many references that only I would get. Maybe like my two friends who are going to listen to this.
I think we've had Mark Thomas on previously as a jobber. Yep. Oh, there's LaRue with a beard. So Lawler, is this his first Raw match? This is the first time we've seen him?
He's had at least one promo. Did he have a match too?
I don't think he's had a match yet. Oh my god, those are the worst boots.
Worst fights too.
Wow, those are like those are definitely like old school Memphis boots. Wow, the pants part of the tights are like have like a design on them. They're like designer. I gotta say, for a taped Raw, this actually hasn't been too bad.
No,
I mean the Jannetty Doink match.
The Jannetty Doink match,
very good.
You get a rare Lawler match.
Yeah, not bad for a taped Raw. You know, preceding a pay-per-view.
Owen and Hennig.
I'd say this definitely. I'm definitely giving this pretty generous grade when we get to our grades. Those boots look terrible.
Vladimir's all over him.
Is he wearing Zubaz or are those stonewashed jeans? I couldn't tell.
93. It's gotta be Zubaz.
Yeah.
Has to be.
They were still kicking. Zubaz was still kicking until the 90s.
Definitely Zubaz. Yep, he just stood up.
Yeah, depending on what part of the country you were living in, I'd say 95, 96 maybe.
Yeah, depending on what part of the country. In Wisconsin, it was 2007. So.
It's totally true.
I remember 93, 94, the skids. You guys wear skids, anyone?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I had a pair of fucking plaid overall shorts. that I'd wear with one strap down.
Oh yeah,
like old school Hardy Boys.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
And it was cool. Like it was like, wow, those are fucking awesome, man. You know.
By the way, I looked it up. Mark Thomas has been on Raw a couple times before.
Okay, so we've had him already. All right, I thought he looked familiar.
Lost to Tatanka. Lost to Jim Duggan.
Tatanka.
He was Art Thomas against Tatanka.
Art.
He said, I need something a little more that'll make me stand out more.
Yes, I need Art. Something a little more young. Get the younger generation. Can't be Art. Art's for old people. Be Mark. Yes. Well, they're getting a lot of crap from the crowd. Well, because it's Vladimir, that's why. Yep, he does have Piper on. There you go. Finally confirm.
You see a pile driver here?
I would think so.
Ouch. Spiked his head right into the mat.
Oof.
Oh, man.
Mark Thomas is going to have to change his name again.
Yes.
Dave Thomas. He's going to go on to found Wendy's.
Dave Thomas, yes. Lawler getting the victory over Mark Thomas, too. To no one's surprise.
No, not at all. But kind of a treat to see him on after, you know.
Who, Mark Thomas?
Yes. Always great to see Mark. Mark Thomas borrowing Rick Steiner's tights, by the way.
Yes, like. Very
Ooh,
much so.
Look at her.
She's pretty 90s.
Yes, she is with the Ico Pro.
Probably hangs out at the gym, you know.
Ooh, ice cream bar.
I used to eat those fucking things all the time.
Yeah, they're awesome. Good.
We're okay to swear on here, right?
Yes. There's no tip jar like on the other show that's on tonight.
We've name dropped Jeffrey Dahmer 60 times, I'm sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Who is that ice cream bar? I'm trying to look. Well, they lost their head. Duggan?
Fun fact for Milwaukee and Jeffrey Dahmer, one of his victims he picked up on 27th in Wisconsin, also the same intersection where a man tried to get into my car outside of a Checkers. Do they have Checkers restaurants up northeast?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Checkers up here.
They have them down here, too.
Yeah, sounds like a nice area, Steve.
Yes. That was one of my first college moments, like, of heading off campus, you know, getting some Checkers hamburgers and having some sort of random vagrant trying to get in my car.
Yes. Like, hey, I'm just going to stay on campus from now on.
You know? Yeah.
The cafeteria is not that bad.
Pimpin'.
Oh, look at that. Next week. That's a two out of three falls. And Ramon in 1-2-3. This is going to be good.
Picture a kid. He looks like he's stoned out of his mind.
He looks like he's like friggin' 14, doesn't he?
I am so pumped for this. Pumped for this Jannetty Doink rematch. Look at this mini Raw feud kicking right here. Very impressive. So, and Razor finally gets his rematch.
Anyone else think Steve didn't even watch the episode and he's just been reading about Jeffrey Dahmer the whole time now?
Yes, Steve's fucking petrified of the house now.
You just hear,
wow, that was a close call.
I thought I saw a kneecap next to the washing machine.
Hug your children tonight, everyone.
University.
He's checked his house alarm like 10 times already.
Yes.
Make sure it's on. Secure all the windows. Oh, good stuff there.
Savage
will be role reversal. I'm going to be going to my kid's room at night because I'm scared of the dark.
Next time he goes to Checkers, he's going to break down crying and no one will know why.
The movie Dahmer with Jeremy Renner is surprisingly good.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen. There is our June 14th, 1993 Raw. Very, very entertaining. Let's go down the list of our categories. Most 90s, that Taker guy from the Superstars match, I like. I also like the Zubaz, Vlad Zubaz.
I have one more candidate. I don't think it'll win, but when they were showing matches coming up for Action Zone or whatever it was, they used Comic Sans as the font.
Comic Sans! Yeah, I don't think we were in the Helvetica years yet. So. All right, what do we think? Willie? Most 90s.
I liked Owen's jacket personally, but I would go with the Superstars fan as a backup.
Superstars fan. Okay. JD?
Yeah, I would go with the Undertaker fan.
Okay. Cowboy?
Yeah, I mean, I like Dahmer. The Undertaker guy was the second weirdest looking.
Different kind
of
Undertaker.
Show,
so. Yes. Yes. So, we don't need a real Undertaker.
We'll go with the Undertaker kid.
Nice tendons. Greeny?
I too like Owen's jacket, but I'll go with Taker kid.
Taker kid. All right. Matt,
the night. So 90s is he's wearing a baseball hat that just says Undertaker.
Undertaker. best match, got to be Marty and Doink.
By far.
Absolutely tremendous. Best mullet, do we give it to L.A. Gore again?
I think you got to give it to L.A. Gore.
Sure.
He fluffed it up very nicely. All right, let's grade it. Cowboy.
You know, I'm going to say 8.5. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Greeny?
I will go 8.5 as well. You have a rare Lawler match. You have that great Marty and Doink match. Hennig and Owen matches too. Yeah, 8.5.
Okay. Willie?
I'll say 8. It was pretty strong, and you even got a big angle from the Superstars, the Undertaker and Mr. Hughes, and I would go higher, but I think that we might be getting something even better in the next episode.
Exactly. I agree. Let's see. Who did I? JD.
I'm going to go 7 for the same reason Steve said, because I think I'm going to give the next show a higher number. Not that this one's bad or anything, but knowing that the matches we're getting, I'm expecting to go 8 or 9 on the next one.
All right. I'm going
to
give it a 7.5. So we'll say average, probably about 8.
Eight and a quarter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So 8 and a quarter. Like, yes. All right. Well, why don't we take a break? And when we come back on our special Place B Podcast Network special, Raw Replay, we will go to the following week, June 21st, 1993. 2 out of 3 falls, Marty and Doink. Have we ever been this pumped up for a Marty Jannetty match? More coming after this.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes and PlaceToBeNation.com. You can check out myself and Scott Criscolo on The Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, home of great interviews and our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. If you need your fix of current wrestling talk, we have plenty of options for you there, including Main Events, which features a roundtable discussion led by PTBN analysts and special guests, our monthly pay-per-view reaction show, including immediate feedback and discussion for WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, and New Japan Super Shows, and Wrestling with Optimism, which focuses on the positives of the business. Also, be sure to relive wrestling's past with Graham Cawthon's excellent exclusive History of Wrestling podcast, Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave's Wrestling Culture podcast, our monthly pay-per-view rewind roundtable series led by Ben Morse, and the Dangerous Alliance podcast starring myself and Pro Wrestling Only's Will, diving into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. Sports fans have plenty to dive into as well. We feature The Extra Point with Scott Criscolo and Dr. G, The Kings of Sport featuring Live Audio Wrestling's godfather Nate Milton, The Sports Sound hosted by Cowboy and Cowboy Sr., as well as the NBA Team Podcast, which takes a year-round deep dive into pro hoops. PTBN also proudly features Richard and the Mailman podcast, which specializes in the world of TV, thought leadership, anger, and irreverence. As mentioned, all these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. PTBN is also home to the tremendous in-depth features on pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments, and more. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, Scott Keats, RSPWFAQ.com blog, and Piledriver.net.
The Place to Be Nation and Pro Wrestling Only are proud to present the PWO-PTBN Podcast Network. Join us for a variety of great shows that explore all the facets of professional wrestling.
Join good old Will from Texas for our Place to Be Nation reaction shows and Goodwill Wrestling, which has been kicking since before JR had barbecue sauce.
Listen to Where the Big Boys Play and join Chad and Parv as they discuss classic NWA and WCW pay-per-view.
And take in one of our newest podcasts, Exile on Bed Street, and allow Chris Zellner to give you a history lesson about important moments in wrestling's colorful past.
Listen to Johnny, Pete, Parv, and Kelly, the titans of wrestling, as they examine in depth the history of the WWF in the 1970s and 1980s.
And then there's Brainbuster, the wrestling game show, Tag Teams Back Again, the Pro Wrestling Super Show, the All Japan Excite Series, and the Super Extreme Vault for some ECW.
You can hear all of these great podcasts and more on one feed. Remember, PWO-PTBN Podcast Network, part of the Place to Be Nation family.
Our network special, WWE Live Watch of Monday Night Raw. We just did June 14th, 1993. We're about to do June 21st, 1993. All right, guys, we ready? June 21st, 1993. Mr. Greenhouse in the house. Where were you, Greeny? You going to be on camera side? Are we going to find you in a swank? Find you in a Florida Marlins hoodie or something?
Wearing a Hogan mask.
It's a giant Gonzalez furry man.
It's quite possible I was wearing a John Starks jersey that night.
Oh, God. Well, Starks, he did the dunk. He didn't go 3 for 500 in the final. That was the next year when he flushed it down my man Patrick's toilet. All right. Here we go. Everybody ready? And, of course, we'll continue to vote. Best mullet, best 90s, best match. All right. 3, 2, 1. And we open going back to May 17th. And there's the big upset. 1, 2, 3. When the 1, 2, 3 kid had his head completely buried in Razor Ramon's crotch.
He really stuck it in there, didn't he?
Joining the click forever?
Yeah, that's yeah. You just took the thought right out of my head.
That's one way
this is how you get into the click.
One way to thank a guy for putting you over.
Yeah, and then you got to do it to Sean backstage. and there is our now our open of Monday Night Raw.
Another way is you can hug him from behind.
KLIQ, WCW. There we are, live from Jason Greenhouse's backyard, then Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie. Look at you, Greeny. Seemed like, oh, there she is. Wow, Bjork, they'd go on the road with her.
I'm not seeing the Bjork thing at all.
She looks worse this time.
Yeah, well, so, well,
I mean, she looks like Bjork on fucking steroids.
Well, that's true. So. Oh, Bobby's got the awesome Raw Windbreaker on tonight.
Savage matches.
Yeah, Savage actually matches. Look at
Greeny,
you.
Greeny, how old were you?
This was a few days before my 14th birthday.
Is that you in the cowboy hat there?
Yes, that's me. A lot of cowboy hats in Poughkeepsie.
So, now we were talking off air, Greeny. This place seats what? What'd you say? Slightly over 3,000?
About 3,000 people. Okay.
What do we got here, Willie? What's Vince pumping up?
They are pimping Marty Jannetty and Doink. Going to be looking.
Willie's calling
week.
The police right now. So.
Just got back from Checkers.
I think Bobby liked that joke too.
A sweet little cheeseburger.
He's gonna get eaten. Oh God, that's so good.
And who we got?
And the
up?
Crowd. You got to be there, Greeny.
Oh wow, I am. Steiners.
Being near the entrance.
I am. Yes. I am on the bottom of the screen by the bottom. Bottom of the screen. When you're looking at the main camera
side. Okay,
yeah, camera side.
And we get a look. Here we are, our World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. And there's a. Oh, they
what?
Love this woman. Good grief. Oh, I already see Best Mullet.
Yes. Oh. And I believe
this is
I
my favorite part of
names.
Raw. The every other week, Scotty Steiner dumps someone on his head.
Yep. See who the two awesome jobbers are. Referee yeah, these Tim. Are the best. One thing I did like about the Steiners in the WWF, their squashes were epic. Mm-hmm. I did like Rick Steiner's numbers tights. Probably
one of my favorites.
Yeah,
you so think they paid the job guys who had to face the Steiners more?
Well, they had to have. Because, I mean... You could get seriously.
You're gonna get hurt.
Did they say who they were? I'll have to look it up. Did they say who they were?
One
Reno Riggins
yes,
and
Harry Hardy. Yeah, Harry. Hardy. No, we didn't
Hardy's
see
the one with the Hardy's. I think the one with
Hardy's on the apron.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't see the Steiners win the titles.
Yes, that previous Monday, I think it was that house show. Must be that taping. Let me take a look. Mania loses.
Oh, it was the Monday after King of the Ring in Columbus, the Steiners beat Money Inc. Money Inc. beat them Wednesday in the shithole of Rockford, Illinois. I apologize to any of our listeners in Rockford, Illinois, but you live in a shithole.
Fans of the Peaches.
And then they won them back on Saturday. The Steiners. I didn't see the city that they won them back.
Yeah, here it is. WWF tag. Wait. This is Huntington, West Virginia. So where do they win them?
Columbus.
They won them originally in
Columbus.
Taping?
Oh, here it is. Rick and Scott Steiner defeated Ted DiBiase and IRS to win the titles when Scott pinned DiBiase with a top rope move as DiBiase attempted to pop
Ooh.
Rick.
Yeah, I love
oh,
it.
My God.
He almost
Scott
did that.
Killed him.
Wow.
He almost had that wedgie.
Oh, and Scott's got some sort of roid rage face in his eye.
No, he did. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Poor Barry Hardy. He's going to lose his mullet in a minute.
Yeah. Now, this is actually the first Hardy brother. I think I made a joke the last time I was on him. He was on.
The lost Hardy.
Matt, Jeff, and Barry.
Now, on June 15th in Huntington, West Virginia, Rick and Scott beat DiBiase and IRS via reverse decision. DiBiase originally... pinned Scott at around 15:30 after IRS hit him with the steel briefcase and then put DiBiase on top for the pin. Moments later, another referee came out and told the original ref what happened, and the decision was reversed. After the bout, Monty Blackstone interviewed DiBiase and IRS, where they said they were robbed out of winning back their titles and challenged the Steiners to a rematch the following week. Steiners accepted the challenge at the end of the show.
I always love that move. Where Rick just rams him into the turnbuckle, like almost like in a reverse power slam.
I like right. Earlier on, Scott just gave Barry Hardy a double leg takedown just to show him that he could. I mean, it really wasn't part of the match. He just like,
has
you know what?
Yeah.
So, as you said, Willie, yes, Rockford at the Metro Center is when the DiBiase and IRS won the titles. But then at the arena in St. Louis on June 19th, the Steiners won it right back. So the So Money Inc. held the belts for exactly 3 days.
Thunder at the Metro Center in Rockford, and it had Dennis Rodman, a Swank Finley Regal match that went out to the parking lot, and the appearance of Arliss in character. Very famous WCW moment.
God. Yep.
Yeah. Arliss from HBO?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In character.
Wolf. Great show.
Yep. So the Steiners win the match. Both guys are dead. And there we go. So the belts were flopped around during the week. And title change in Rockford.
No one wants to get in. They were both on the apron, and they tagged themselves while they were both on the apron.
Yes.
Oh, who's going to take the finish? Oh, crap.
Here's our clip. Here we go. Here's our clip
piece. Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Here's our clip piece again. From
Jesus Christ.
He's dead.
Wow.
It must be a couple seconds ahead.
Oh, my God.
Jumped in the air to take Scott Steiner.
Oh.
And basically landed on his head on Scott Steiner's back somehow.
He better be happy that that was the finish, because screwing that up, when he would have died. Scott Steiner would have killed him.
Mm. He was really wrenching the chin lock on earlier, too.
Yeah, he was. Switching sides.
Oh, man.
Just... What an angry man. What an angry person.
These guys are ass kickers, though. I like them.
King of the Ring commercial.
I have to say that they might be the highlight for me of their run in the WWE, because Darren and I have a discussion a lot. I was never a Steiners fan in the WWF, but their squashes were more entertaining than their pay-per-view matches, my opinion.
That King of the Ring match, the six-man or eight-man tag, was a piece of shit. Yeah. Terrible.
Are you guys on the – I'll have to break the fourth wall. I did have a skip. Are you guys all on the clip?
Yeah,
the King of the Ring clip.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, I had it paused on Lawler, so
Skipped through that whole match, Scott. That's why you didn't hear much from me.
So tomorrow night, you could rebuy King of the Ring, complete with the awesome male family, our man
Wesley,
and his shoeless sister,
Hulk Hogan all the way.
Hulk Hogan all the way. You like Bret Hart? Oh yeah.
If you order it, Wesley will come over and watch it with you. So you better order right now.
Doink.
Doink coming to the ring on a unicycle.
On a unicycle.
They should have Rusev do that.
Yeah, he screw the like tent.
He'd look like a circus bear.
Oof.
I love how he still has the afro in the graphic.
Right.
And he has the same hair anymore.
This should be a good one.
Yes, 2 out of 3 falls. Boy, that afro looks dreadful.
His 90s tights right here. It looks like a Kool-Aid man threw up on Marty Jannetty's pants.
Oh, Dallas Cowboy hat. Probably some guy jumped on the bandwagon. Yeah, did you have that hat when they were 1-15? Probably not.
Yeah, Leon Lett.
Don't get me started. They could have broken. Thanks to that moron. Cowboys didn't break the record for most points in a Super Bowl.
There's a guy standing and cheering, and his shirt was like just a scene of nature, but it looked like from the King's Quest computer games.
Oh, that's a good reference from the 90s. Yeah.
King's
I love
Quest.
That game. Made by King's Sierra.
Quest. I was a Police Quest fan.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah. Skinny Big Boss Man down in the lower left corner.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yep. Good call.
Well, Marty looks more prepared for this match than he did for the other one.
Yeah.
She got tassels on and cool. Oh, actually, that's his tights combo. Very cool tights. You guys are all pumped for this, Greeny.
Yes.
It's a tough one to live up to on the last one, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Our friend came in the room.
We were usually into it. I think that's why we got a lot of shows back then. Plus, it's a small building. I'm sure the lease wasn't too expensive.
Wow. King's Quest, a graphic adventure game series created by the American software company Sierra Entertainment. You want to know the year that the first game was released?
Probably like 1982.
1984.
Wow.
Right up there with Oregon Trail.
King's Quest for the Crown. The last
Heroes
release
Quest was what I liked.
The last release was King's Quest Mask of Eternity in 1998. Which one did you say you liked? 1998? What's that?
1998?
Yep.
Wow.
What'd you say, Willie? Police
Quest.
Which game?
Police Quest and Heroes Quest were ones I liked.
Police Quest. Let's see when
there's at least one, two, three or four Police Quest games. I remember at least three.
Police Quest and SWAT are a series of police simulation video games produced and published by Sierra Online between 1987 and 1998. The first five games were adventure game simulations.
Oh, wow, five.
And the first three of which were designed by former policeman Jim Walls.
Let's Jim see. Walsh from 90210?
Jim Walsh from 90210. Yes. No wonder they went. Then they moved to Hong Kong.
Grizzly Murders in the Peach Pit.
Yeah. Fucking gnat. Police Quest in Pursuit of the Death Angel, The Vengeance, The Kindred, Open Season, SWAT, SWAT 2, Close Quarters Battle, and SWAT 4. 2013, Jim Walsh and his daughter Brenda, after she kicked the shit out of her buddy, announced Precinct, a Kickstarter proposal for a spiritual successor to the Police Quest franchise. But they decided to put it on hold because Activision reactivated the Sierra Entertainment label in August of last year. Interesting. So there you go.
You made up the Brenda part?
No. Brenda did beat the shit out of everybody from Sierra Entertainment.
I was a huge Brenda Walsh guy. Big time.
That we were early preliminary discussions, Greeny, that after you guys finish your awesome Seinfeld series rewatch, I think you and I got
in about 4 years.
In about 500 years when you guys are done.
2019, yes.
Yes.
I'd be up for a 90210 rewatch.
I think we got to do old school 90210 rewatch.
Yes,
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I'd like to nominate Oz, the HBO prison drama.
Does anybody really want to? And then Beecher went into the shower with.
No.
Absolutely.
I was going to say only if a category could be best shower scene.
Ethical dilemma. Live watch. Oz.
Best shower scene. Well, the Schillinger beat the hell out of what was his name?
Adebisi.
I almost said Sidibe, but didn't he play for Providence?
I don't know, Scott. You know.
No, you don't know.
Close.
You didn't go to the games, so you don't know, Roger. No.
We had a guy named Chukwu,
who then transferred.
Yeah.
Before Chad Campbell yells at us for not paying attention to this match, it's been a really good 7 or 8 minutes so far.
A lot more jaw jacking than there was in the opener. I was a little
As of now, I preferred last week's.
Yeah, I'm a little upset. I agree with JD because I feel like the feud is now taking over what should have be great. In ring, I think you're getting ripped off here, Greeny and Poughkeepsie. Do they have good merchandise tables, Greeny?
Yeah, right outside where the Raw sign is like the lobby, and they had like the concessions and the merchandise and stuff.
Ah.
Brett shirts. I don't think the Razor stuff was out yet. It was probably Brett, some Taker stuff. What else did they have back?
That Bob Backlund shirt.
No. Backlund shirt.
Vladimir specials.
For $3.
Yes.
Little foam tombstone action.
Oh, yes.
Ferguson robes.
Bastion boogers.
Fucking terrible.
Little glass cases.
Marginetti flasks.
Bobby Heenan referred to Doink as the Michael Jordan of the WWE.
L.A. Gore per pits.
Because he can do everything. Even comedy in this match, which was bizarre considering the end of the match
for last week. Yeah,
definitely. Very strange.
It's not bad. It's just not what I expected.
Mm. It's a little slow, but it's also 2 out of 3 falls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So this is probably going to eat up a good chunk. This eats up pretty much most of this show. How many tapings did you get, Greeny? Let me check. Just two, right?
I think this night we had 2 and probably a couple of dark matches.
Let me look at your 621. Yes, two. You actually had superstars too.
You said you had just turned 13.
I was going to turn 13 in a few days. This was the 20.
Was this your birthday present?
This show. Yeah, this show was.
Good birthday present.
That same night. USWA wrestled at Mid-South Coliseum. Taker wrestled Brian Christopher for the Southern Heavyweight title.
Mm. Wow.
And actually, we had a title change on that night. Owen Hart beat Papa Shango to win the USWA Heavyweight Championship.
Wow.
On that night. So. So we don't have, so we clearly don't have Taker or Owen at this taping. So. That day before Greeny, they were at the Westchester County Civic Center.
Taker had just got destroyed last week by Mr. Hughes, so I wonder if he was off TV for a few weeks after
possibly,
this.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Especially if he went down to USWA.
Well, don't forget, Taker was not at King of the Ring either. Mm-hmm. And that Superstars was the day before, so unless they wasn't. No, they had to have been on Superstars. It said this past weekend, so.
Yeah.
Now, had they started the heel Vince stuff in USWA at this point?
I think so.
Yeah, that would make sense. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, Doink gets his first fall here with the flying teabag off the top rope.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, am I a few seconds ahead of you guys?
Well, I just saw it.
Okay, my thing's been freezing the whole time, so.
Yeah, mine just froze for about 5 seconds. Yeah, I got the teabag off the top rope.
I got nothing. I got a distorted fucking frozen picture.
Of a teabag? Oh.
Wrong website.
Yep.
Oof. Yeah. It's freezing every couple of seconds. You guys talk about the match. I'll just interject with some humor here and there.
I'll just interject with some teabag humor. Let's see. Right now, I have Marty's got Doink in an armbar. He's got him leaned up against the ropes, and Doink just poked him in the eye.
Do you think there's anyone else that's currently watching this show on the network? Or do you think it's just us?
It's got to just be us.
It's got to be us, yeah.
So somewhere in Stanford, they're like, why are five people watching
this Raw? let's screw with them now.
Freeze one of their streams.
We put it up. We didn't expect anybody to actually watch it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me, guys.
Joey Styles is going to write an article about us on .com tomorrow.
Who are these guys?
Why do they like Jeffrey Bomber so much?
Well, I just got the Doink just got the first pin. So Doink got the first pin. So he hit the whoopee cushion.
About 2 minutes back.
Okay.
I got a frozen frame of Doink's hands, and he could really use to cut his nails.
All right, I have it paused. Let's everybody, because everybody may have this problem while we're listening. I have it paused out of the break, and I have it paused onto the live Mid-Hudson Civic Center Poughkeepsie, like out of the break. So I don't know if anybody else has hit
that point yet. I'm about a minute and ahead of you. I can pause it for a second.
Okay, yeah. Let's everybody catch up. Cowboys.
I got Doink and Marty on the outside.
Okay.
Same here. All right, I'll go ahead and pause at
All right.
I'm at 1835. Am I close?
I'm at 1816.
Oh, wow. I'm at like 17.
You're ahead of us now, Roger.
Wow. I'm at 17 okay. minutes.
All right. I just paused.
So, Willie, tell me about Police Quest 2.
I remember getting stuck on Police Quest 1 doing research and looking for evidence at a murder scene in someone's house.
Oh, you know what
it was a pretty realistic game. You could,
if you did stuff wrong,
it was like it was like three blocks over from my college dorm.
It was. Here's another dorm fun fact. My dorm, the Beatles stayed at in the 1960s. It was a converted Holiday Inn.
Wow. That's
and Charles cool. Manson.
Yes.
Yep. And Shirley Manson. And Marilyn.
Shirley Manson.
I'm only happy when it rains.
So, JD, there's a character in Police Quest named Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember
also,
that.
He wrolled on the first episode of TNA, didn't he?
Yes, and Cheeks debuted. Cheeks wrestled the first match ever in 2002 and destroyed the ring.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I looked that guy up after we mentioned him on the show. He was disgusting.
Was he?
He was disgusting.
Are we back ready to go here?
Yes.
All right. I got Doink and Marty just getting back in the ring.
Okay.
Doink kicking out, or Marty kicking out of a two count. They're selling some Tatanka Tomahawk foam.
And while they were outside, Doink went off the top rope with a double axe handle to Jannetty on the floor, and then looked over at Savage, who declared that Doink stole his move.
I was right there with you guys, but I immediately froze off the pause. So
seems like that's the thing with the network. Either you get smooth sailing or you get real choppy waters.
My guy, smooth sailing Ashley Remington.
That's right.
Chikara's own.
We're like the boat in the perfect fucking storm over here.
They are. Vince is talking about the representatives from various sports leagues that are going to be on the Intrepid to try to body slam Yokozuna. Some center from the Packers.
Manute Bol.
Maybe. A bunch of guys that I've never heard of.
Bobby, I'm not giving Manute Bol much of a shot. I don't know if he could body slam me.
He didn't say that Martina was going to be there too. And Savage asked Narvatilova. No, Feldman. Marty Feldman, a jockey out of Newark, wants a shot at Yoko.
Oh, Bobby.
You know what I love about Bobby is he would tell that joke even if no one else thought it was funny.
Yeah.
That's so great, you know?
Doink and Marty fighting for a suplex here.
Mm-hmm. Where are we on timing? Willie, how are you on timing?
I'm at... Jannetty is about to go off the top rope onto Doink. Just kind of perched.
Are we past the 20-minute mark?
I'm at 20:15.
Okay.
I got a little ahead of you guys. They went to a commercial break.
All right. I'm at the battling of the suplexes. I switched to my Amazon Fire TV, and even that's hesitating. So maybe it's this episode.
Superkick! Maybe thousands of people are watching this episode right now.
Maybe Gary Busey is fucking with my Fire TV.
We're trending on Twitter right now.
We're trending on Twitter. Kipsy. Hashtag shitty feed.
We've taken over TNA.
Yes.
I'm dead frozen at 2101.
JD just tweeted that Cheeks will be on TNA tonight. Oh, I just got the Marty super kick.
I think most 90s should be the fucking dial-up that they're using.
Yes, the 56K.
Turning great on Prodigy.
God, I'm my cousin.
It won't allow us to talk and be online at the same time.
Yeah, I know. All right. Marty just face-planted Doink. Now Marty's going to the top rope.
Mm-hmm. I'm exactly where you are.
Okay, arguing. Still arguing. This match has picked up, though.
Yeah.
As much as it's been choppy to watch, it has been picking up. And fist drop, and there is the second fall. So we are now tied at a fall apiece. This has actually been a very good match.
Sounds fantastic.
And we are headed into the third fall altogether now, except for Roger?
Correct. I believe so.
All right.
Roger's on the last episode right now.
Roger said, well, they just got counted out, both of them.
What kind of sports stuff did you see, Greeny, when you were sitting around?
22 years ago, remember?
Yeah, 22 years ago. Probably a lot of Knicks stuff.
Yeah.
The Mets and Yankees were both
well, the Mets were fucking terrible. The Yankees weren't
the Yankees were getting there. They were starting to make moves. I think 93 was O'Neill's first season. Mattingly was, you know, still around. We had Matt Noakes and Steve Sachs and
Deion James.
Yeah.
God, I hate all those guys. Every single one of them
Jordan dunked on. Jordan Duncan.
Matt Noakes
on him.
I think our
quite local... the accomplishment.
Yes.
We also landed Jimmy Key, I think, that year from the Blue Jays.
So it's almost brocious time, right?
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Red Sox went 80-80. Here was the Red Sox opening day lineup in 1990. I don't think I was able to make fun of this last time. At second base was Scott Fletcher. In center field, Billy Hatcher. Jesus, he was still in baseball. Mm.
Scott Fletcher's still in baseball, surprisingly. He was on the 83 White Sox.
Yeah. Mike Greenwell was batting third. Doink with a figure four. This is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. The Gator.
The Hawk, Andre Dawson, batted cleanup.
Yeah, he was not in his prime.
No. Mo Vaughn batting fifth.
No, not quite.
Mo Vaughn.
That's really a good lineup. I mean, the guys you're saying.
Yvonne Calderon batting sixth and DHing. That guy was a scrub. Scott
he
Cooper,
wasn't a scrub.
Ivan Calderon. Oh my God, he struck out as often as Rob Deere used to.
How many of those homers starting lineups?
He's another former White Sox. He had about 30 homers with them.
Scott
How
Cooper
many
at third.
Starting lineups did you guys have?
Big prospect Scott Cooper.
Tony Pena catching, batting seventh. Luis Rivera batting eighth, and of course, opening day pitcher was the Rocket Roger Clemens.
Rocket, yep.
Let's see
another,
if
we... another heartbreaking year in Boston that year.
Yes, they were four games. They were two games under 500. They finished 80-82. Now,
Marty, trying to reverse the figure four here.
Yeah.
Doink's face is a mess. Paint's almost all gone. Sweating profusely.
Here was the starting lineup for the Yankees: Mike Stanley, Don Mattingly, Pat Kelly, Wade Boggs, Spike Owen, Deion James,
Spike Lee,
Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, and Danny Tartable.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Come on.
Who's that Bernie Williams guy?
Deion James at 332 that year.
Who did?
Deion James at 332 that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ivan Calderon was shot to death. He was killed in Puerto Rico, 2003, by Jeffrey Dahmer.
Willie just happened to be on vacation in Puerto Rico.
Yes,
I was. I was in Puerto Rico last year. Playing police quest, trying to solve the Ivan Calderon murders.
Now I'm not gonna. I'm not keeping you. Out of the conversation, JD. So the 1993. Detroit Tigers. I don't have a starting lineup.
Tony Phillips probably led off.
Let's see.
My guess.
I'll throw some names out. I'm just looking at the roster in general. Sean Bergman, Joe Baver was on that. Storm Davis was on that. Was on that pitching staff.
Buddy. Sound like indie wrestlers.
Mark Grader, Buddy Groom, Bill Gullickson.
See, I'm telling you.
Mike Henneman, Kurt Knudsen.
That's an awful team.
Mike Munoz and a very young David Wells.
That's right.
Your catchers were Chad Kruder and Rich Rowland. Now, there's a jobber, Rich Rowland. Doink's still working the leg here. He's actually got an STF on right now, at least where I'm watching. I think we're all pretty close. Infielders.
Ivan Calderon was an all-star in 91, but I don't think he ever hit 30 homers like I thought he did because he only had 104 during his entire career. 24 games.
Your infielders, Cecil Fielder, Travis Fryman, Chris Gomez, Scott Livingston, Mickey Tettleton, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, and Skeeter Barnes.
Now that's a good infield.
Mm-hmm. I think that might have been
Memphis.
Fielder and Fryman and Tettleton. Tettleton could rake. He had that weird freaking swing. You remember? We didn't even cock the bat back.
Yeah, his hands were up near his teeth. Yeah. Was that the end for Fryman? Was he a rookie, JD?
Oh, I don't remember. 93? 93. I don't know.
He was young, but Whitaker and Trammell had to be very, very
They were on their way.
Oh, they were on the back. Yeah,
because they were on the 84 World Series team, right?
Doink going to the top rope. Oh, Marty caught him. Don't look like there are a lot of lights, Greeny. They just showed a shot of the ceiling, and there's, like, no lights on.
Somehow, I'm only, like, 10 seconds behind you guys. This is fantastic.
Wow. Oh,
well, they have
I turned the network off and put it back on.
They have the WWE production lights up there, too.
Sparky still managed them. Milt Kiler was an outfielder.
Kiler was so fast.
Kirk Gibson came back. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Dan Gladden.
Debbie Gibson.
Rob Deere, speaking of, was on the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Danny Bautista, so there's your 93 Tigers.
The Tigers had a season where they had like five guys hit 20 home runs. It was Deere and Tettleton and Fielder and even Tony Phillips. So if he wasn't on the roster then, it must not have been 93.
Ooh, nice kick to the head by Doink.
You mean when the second Doink has come out and hidden under the ring?
Mm-hmm. We don't have to talk about the White Sox that year, Willie. They were awesome in 93. Won the West. There was nobody I was a bigger fan of during those early 90s shit Mets years when I paid attention to other teams than Frank Thomas. I always drafted him on my fantasy teams. That guy was a stat monster. I mean, he averaged me 350 and 400 total bases every year. Hitting in the 350s, 140 ribbies. I mean, he did everything right. Oh, I love watching him play.
But for those of you who play in a fantasy league that counts total bases,
That's in 1993.
Well, in 1993, you know, back before Yahoo.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding with you, Scott. What is that, Everlast? That's an Everlast shirt, like an Aqua Everlast shirt in the crowd.
Is that when that
That's
song
cool. It was
out?
Everlast
That's...
from House of Pain.
Did that song come yes. out yet?
That, what, Jump
that,
Around?
Jump Around came out in 92, I think.
Yeah, it was 92.
Yeah. Well, you're, yeah, the
other one was like 96 or 97.
Yeah, when he was solo.
Yeah. Maybe then you'll know what it's like to sing the blues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What it's like.
Ooh.
Wow. In 1993, JD, the Tigers were averaging 8.5 runs per game. They scored more than 1,300 runs. Wow.
It looks like this is the first doink now, right?
Yeah.
Because first doink's got his makeup's all jacked up, right?
Yeah. No, he's going under the ring.
Oh, and he's creeping in. Oh, kicked in. Now Marty's fighting. Weird doink hair. Poking the eye. This is after getting off to a slow start, this match definitely picked up. And
Yeah, the second two falls have been good.
Have been very good. My feet, and now he's crawling under the ring. So we're all about in the same spot. Oh, God. And now the other doink has the ratty homeless wig on. He's got completely different. I wonder who that doink is. It's weird. Ooh, when they all had makeup,
Virgil.
When they had Virgil, when they had LA makeup Gore. On, they all looked like Matt Bourne.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did. Oh, I just got hit with Rogers.
Uh oh.
And Ava's gonna have the show left on.
You got hit with the big middle finger from.
WWE.com. Oh, yeah.
Scott, do you remember how long the pile driver by whichever doink this is?
Ooh, nice. That's doink number two, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the makeup's on.
And he wins with the pile driver.
That's it. Keeping doink.
Keeping him strong.
Keeping him strong. I'm probably about. Yeah, I would say I'm probably about 30 seconds behind you guys because I just got the pile driver now. So, and pinfall 1, 2, 3. So probably what, about 30 seconds behind, about 20 seconds.
Savage would always get involved at the shows in Poughkeepsie. I remember that.
Really?
Like no matter what, yeah, he would be involved somehow, like after the match.
Total fall for this card was, Savage. There we go. Yep. I think they're going to reverse it. I think Marty's going to win.
Yes, that has happened. Savage knocked the second doink off the rope. Bobby Heenan is going over to console the two doinks.
That is pretty awesome. Oh, I love that Raw jacket.
Mm-hmm. Would you still wear that now if you had it?
Oh, absolutely I would. I didn't realize. I thought it was black. It's actually kind of green. It's got like a green hue to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, who's that other doink?
How long was the Flair Perfect match?
Flair Perfect match was definitely in the 20s.
Your notes.
Let me check.
Yeah, because this was 20:38.
23 minutes.
Okay, so
Perfect Flair
that's
still
the longest match.
Yep. This was very good. I actually think that their other match was a little better. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Yeah, I think I like the regular match from the previous week. Mm-hmm. All right, I have the promotional considerations paid for by the following. Ugh, Luger in those fucking shorts.
Yeah, I got the Hasbro
Jesus
commercial.
All right. I go pro. And now the Hasbro with the dated... Imagine you could get awesome figures like Hulk Hogan and Virgil.
Bruce Pritchard sitting next to Bobby.
Yep. That guy looks like Bill Alfonso with dark hair.
I'm surprised they never just had the Doinks team up as a tag team. It'd be kind of cool.
I agree.
Just basically like a heel version of the Killer Bees.
We got a Shaq jersey in the background there.
Yep.
All right, there you go, Cowboy. You get your Mr. Hughes fix now coming up next.
Awesome.
All right, fade to black, and we're back up. And let's see if it's our same. I bet you it's our same ring girl. I'm not even gonna. Yep, it is. I'm not even gonna bother talking about her.
Yeah, like a red perm kind of. I think it's a guy with a perm behind McMahon. Yeah, check it out. It could be 90s.
Possibly. Yeah, I did. I was just thinking about that cowboy. I just noticed that too. Let's see who this jobber is. Another nice mullet. And there is Mr. Hughes, who of course stole Taker's urn on that episode of Superstars, a storyline that would be used for the next 2.5 years from one work rateless stiff to another.
Bobby who?
Wow. Why, for the love of God, Green? Let's see. Bobby.
Bobby's
what a great
Bobby
name.
Bobby Heenan's going to have a field day with this guy.
Yes, there are. Even Vince says, Bobby who? Who is this last name? Huh? I don't know.
Oh, good God.
And probably who? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is this where they came up with the idea for the Jim Neidhart who character?
Yes.
This night.
Mr. Hughes out with Undertaker's urn.
Yeah, Mr. Hughes sucked so bad.
Yes, he was terrible.
Come on.
Actually, you know what?
He's already sweating through his dress shirt, and the match has only been 10 seconds long.
A lot of work rate walking down the aisle. It's funny, though, because when Mr. Hughes and the Matt Bourne doink left to go to ECW, they were an awesome faction with Shane Douglas.
Yes.
And doink was born again, and it was kind of like 10 years before Heath Ledger was the creepy Joker. Like a dropkick. Dropkick there for Mr. Hughes. That he kind of creepy, you know, Matt Clown with the mush with a smudged makeup when they were in ECW. Look at that guy in the front row. Who's that guy? Looks like DiBiase in the middle right there.
That's Greeny's dad.
That's it.
don't we all wish our dad was Ted DiBiase? He looks like Steve Kern. See that guy right
he does.
There?
Yeah, he's probably security guy.
Looks like Dennis Condrey. Looks like every bearded wrestler ever. just listing bearded wrestlers.
Looks like a smaller Big John Studd.
Nope, I see a green foam finger. That looked like a generic WWE. Generic WWF foam fingers? I don't remember that very well.
Rossetti sisters there, second row on the right.
Ooh.
Did you get their autograph?
They're from that area.
Ooh. Some kind of power bombish suplex there by Mr. Hughes. Is that his finisher? One, two. No, he chooses to old school heel lifting of the head.
Hey, I don't like clean shaven Harvey. I like the scruffy beard.
I like scruffy Harvey too. I agree, and I liked when he wore the purple suit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Tim White had the same beard for 12 years.
Right,
looked no different.
Guys, I have to interrupt this conversation because I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This week on USA, you know, in June 21st, 93, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all three Porky's movies.
Yes!
Yes!
Porky's on Wednesday, Porky's 2 on Thursday, Porky's 3 on Friday.
My favorite line of all time. So, why do they call you meat? Porky's, what was that? Porky's daughter, I think, in the second one. Why do they call you meat?
Oh, Sean Stasiak, did they say that too?
Yes.
I've never seen a Porky's movie.
Oh, they're so good. They are so good.
Oh, dear.
He almost just completely biffed that sidewalk slam.
Yeah, wow. And he gets the three count. And pitching Bobby Who out of the ring. Good squash. Effective squash there for Mr. Hughes as he continues to carry the urn. Why do they think for a 2-year stretch this storyline was really good? God. I was happy with it here, but... Sure, Vince, make yourself look old with those glasses. I always wondered that myself. I always wondered, because Vince seemed very image conscious. There we go! This Sunday at noon... Wait a minute. So it's this Sunday at noon on USA, which would make it June...
No, I think that they were just doing... from the Intrepid.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Orlando Magic jersey with a...
Yep, it was Shaq.
Shaq, yeah. Okay.
That Shaq daddy. Well, that was his rookie year, I think, right?
92-93.
Look at the mustache on that guy. Dennis D. Young from Styx right there. Holy Jesus. Wow. That's like best 70s. Ooh, there's a kid. There's a kid right there that's got a jersey. Got to see. Ah, Razor rocking the green.
Getting some big pop here.
Yeah.
Green for the money.
Green for the money. I like how it's not even. It's like they just stole. He looks like he stole from the concession stands. It's not even like tightened up with bands or anything. Here's just a bag full of crush money. Oh, look at the hair on that guy.
Yes.
Wow. What jersey's that guy got on? It looks like old school Golden State Warriors.
Wow. Thought I was the handsomest boy in all of New York until I saw that guy.
Hmm. All right, here we go. The long-awaited rematch.
Yep. No theme music.
Still has L Kid on his trunks, too. Mm. Even though he's 1-2-3 Kid by now.
Whoa, that guy looked like Paul Orndorff.
Yes, on the left.
On the left there, yeah.
There's no way that 1-2-3 Kid weighs 229 pounds here.
No.
L Kid. Wow, they look so cheap.
Ron Jeremy in the front row.
That's why I needed the money.
Holy crap. We've had some dreadful mullets on this one. Nothing L.A. Gore-ish at all. He's dangling the he's waving the money at him. 1-2-3 Kid is contemplating his next move. Did you feel any like face pops for Razor at this point, Greeny, from the locker
crowd?
Yeah,
even the past couple of times they had been there, Razor was getting some face pops.
Okay. Ooh, Razor trying to get the cheap shot there. Kid throws him into the turnbuckle. Oh, he's going to get the
cheap. Really fast, really fast match to begin. I love it. I've watched this match a million times. It's always so fun.
I love when Razor. My two favorite Razor color, even though I like purple, I think my two favorite Razor colors were green and red. When he wore red,
I like the light blue.
He wore the light blue. I just saw him wear the. What did I just?
He wore
WrestleMania 11.
He
had light blue.
Right, and he won it. He wore it when he won the IC for Martel.
Yes, I was there. That was
the Battle Royal.
The Battle Royal. Yep.
That's right. That was New Haven.
That was New Haven. I was there for that.
Yep.
Me and the doctor. I remember that. That's right. He did wear a puddle.
But cool psychology here that Ramon's not wasting any time. Like he caught Kid with the follow-away slam and didn't stop the pose like he usually does. Just quick through him.
Yep. I agree. He is beating the snot out of him.
Yeah.
Oof. That clothesline was vicious. Oof. Wow, Razor really taking liberties here.
Choke slam.
There is a terrible. Ooh. Wow.
Choke slam, really.
Jesus.
Choke slam.
Folded him up. Wow, Razor hasn't looked this good on Raw probably since. Is this his first match since he lost?
I
think so.
I think he had one. Did he have one right away the week after, or was that just a promo?
No, he had one. Remember, he almost got pinned at the beginning again.
Yeah, but it was like from a jobber.
Right. Right.
Let's see. May 24th.
Yeah, it would be May 24th. Because the 17th was.
So there must be a taping. Oh, yeah, 5/24. Let's see. Perfect Doink. DiBiase IRS.
Oh, maybe not.
Bobby Who was on that taping, too. So this has not been our first Bobby Who sighting. And now here's Razor mocking him. Smack! Wow, look at that woman with the puffy hair. Holy shit.
Is it Estelle Getty in the front row?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it Irene Gaff or Graff?
Graff. From Eileen was it Graff. Like
Eileen,
I-L-E-N-E. Eileen Graff.
Yep. We got Estelle Getty. So Poughkeepsie gets a little bit better.
Estelle Getty.
Bigger celebs coming.
That's right.
I'm so embarrassed where I come from now.
Is there bingo later on in the night, Greeny?
Yeah. Kino.
Kino. Yes, the knitting club was right afterwards in the solarium. Wow. Wow, I don't think Kidd's gotten like one move in since that opening move. Razor's just been systematically pummeling him. Now we got a back. I'm on a back suplex right off the second rope there.
Second rope. Yep.
Yeah, he is beating the snot. This is a very effective demolition job that he's doing on Kidd here. Good psychology. And he throws him out of the ring. By the way, the guy that I thought looked like Steve Kern, now that he looks like Larry Nelson, the AWA announcer, except drunk. So. Ooh, wow, Razor really wants to kick it old school. Throwing the padding back. Look at that guy with the pink hat.
Yeah.
It's like Kevin Sullivan.
Gold wow. Gym tank top, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and of course Razor hits the padded one.
Here's the JT Smith spot. Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Did he smack his face? Oh.
Yeah, the side of his face.
Wow. You fucked up. Wow. He's got to be on like another time zone right now, Kidd. Wow. That was not
trying to
that
do
was
there.
Not good. I think he was trying to do. Like, I think he was trying to do like a
cross body.
Yeah, something. Right now, he has no clue where the hell he is right now.
I think him messing it up was intentional, though.
Like missing him, not missing it that bad, but
screwing it up all. Slipping, you think?
Slipping, I think, was intentional, but not smacking his face against the. You know, I'm sure he wanted to protect himself. He didn't protect himself at all.
Oh, and there he almost won the match the same way that he won it the first time. Did he get the pin, or is he just taking the money?
No, he just took the money.
Go on, take the money and run.
Out the back door and onto Mill Street in Poughkeepsie.
This was the plot for Police Quest 4, I think.
Yep.
Had to find that money.
Chasing wrestlers.
Yeah.
And then they make the quick left, and you're at the front of the building.
Yes. Where the knitting club's waiting outside.
Yep.
Reedy, what's that big bag? What's that big tarp out there for? Just an alleyway and some crack dealers.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
So double count out I take there? I heard the bell.
Yeah, the double count. No contest.
I stole the money. Nice.
Razor saying nobody rips off the bad guy.
No one rocks a scruffy beard like Razor.
So Vince runs off. There's our... And back to the terrible figures. Because if you want Hulk Hogan, you definitely want Virgil.
And Skinner.
And Skinner.
Gotta have somebody for Hulk Hogan to beat.
All right. So there's Bjork again. Now they must follow her around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear God. Next week we got Shawn Michaels against Kamala.
Wow.
Been waiting for that one.
Yeah, I think that was here, too.
Was it ever revealed who drove the car that the 1-2-3 Kidd got away in?
No.
Sting.
Rikishi.
Sting. Rikishi.
And that's it.
All right, so we got to do our match of the night.
All right, so we like the 2 out of 3 falls for match of the night? Is that what you...
Yeah,
I think so too.
I would definitely say over the Ramon match.
Okay, most 90s. I don't know that dude with the that dude Greeny that we just saw with the
gold gym guy with
the pink hat. Yeah,
yeah, got to be him.
Maybe Estelle Getty for actually being in her 90s,
for actually being alive. All right, and we'll give Estelle Getty a tie there because we like her. And best mullet. Ugh. There were some pretty shitty ones too, though. Some stragglers.
Yeah. Barry Hardy's.
Yeah.
I think he's one. I think he's
blonde mullet with the black mustache.
Yeah, I think he's a multiple time winner too.
The one that Steiner tossed around.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, let's grade this one. Greeny, can you be partial, or what'd you think?
I'm going to go 7. The last two falls of the Doink and Marty match, and then just the historical value of Kid and Razor.
Okay.
And Scott Steiner tossing around those
killing those
two
guys.
Jobbers.
Yeah.
Come on.
JD?
Awesome stuff.
I'll do an 8.
Okay.
I actually was expecting to go with a 9, but it just I think the 2 out of 3 falls dragged a little bit in that first fall. But I mean, you know, like Greeny said, Steiner's killing people. Razor and the Kid is fun. Mr. Hughes sucks, but whatever.
Mm.
You know, I'll go.
All right, Willie.
I'll keep it at 8, same as last time. I think a little bit disappointed by the Jannetty Doink match, but it picked up at the end. Didn't really expect much out of Kid Ramon.
Right. Okay, Cowboy.
I'll try not to let my piss poor viewing experience cloud my judgment. So I'll split the difference, 7.5. It was good. I didn't get to see any of the Doink match, unfortunately, but the Ramon Kid match was pretty good, and I liked Mr. Hughes. So 7.5.
Roger giving a point for every minute that he actually.
Yes. I'm gonna go 8 as well. So I'd say about 7.75. So about 7.75.
Cool.
All right, gentlemen. That was a good 2 shows. Bang those out.
Very fun.
Nicely done. We will we'll do this again in the future. Our next 2 will be June 28th and then July 5th. So that's a huge episode coming up. We'll definitely do this again on the Place to Be Nation Network. Maybe Greeny. We'll do Saturday Night's Main Event next time. We'll get the Doctor on and the crazy Canadian Aaron George, who we used to do with. Get some Nitros, which we also did in rotation as well. So I hope you enjoy this. Hopefully your feed when you're watching this and matching it up is not as dreadful as we had to deal with. But we hope we try to make it as entertaining for you as possible. So, from that, Greenhouse, we're going to go. Enjoy Raw, enjoy Bjork, enjoy Dahmer.